There is a concert series at Missouri United Methodist Church, and it's bringing all kinds of great music to the church and especially to the organ. And this Saturday night, Dr. Shelley Moorman-Stallman is going to be playing on the wonderful organ there, and we get to meet her now by way of phone before the concert on Saturday night. Welcome. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you.
So
good to be here.
As you adjust to playing on this organ, I'll just take a wild guess and say maybe you haven't been at Missouri United Methodist Church before to play on this organ. Although I might be wrong. Is this your first playing there?
This is my first time to be here, and it's a wonderful instrument, a glorious sounds, and many beautiful orchestral sounds that come from the organ. It's been a pleasure to have a day at it. I came yesterday and was able to adjust to the instrument.
How do you adjust to the instrument, and how do you adjust it to fit you? Because I've learned over the years talking to organists that there is kind of that relationship that each organ is different, and you have to kind of become, I'm not going to say too much, but sort of as one with the organ.
Yes, it feels like I have to become a friend with the organ. And so we've developed a wonderful friendship. What I do is I adjust to the different stops, all the individual stops. I test them out and see how each sounds and find out what are the beautiful qualities of each instrument. And then after that, try to utilize those characteristics in the music that I've chosen, and I've chosen a variety of pieces and variety of styles. The first half is basically from France and French styles from the Romantic time period, which shows off the organ very well, especially the trumpet stops. And then the second half is based on Bach work, and then based on American music of different genres, and the instrument loves to play this American music.
I've never thought of asking this question of a musician and an organist before. When the composer wrote the music for that organ piece, that composer may have had a specific organ in mind. Sometimes do you find music for an organ maybe doesn't fit every organ that you're playing?
That's correct. In fact, I told the director of music here that I wanted to bring the program with me and just to have a chance to play the organ a little bit before choosing my exact program. Mm-hmm. And I did make one adjustment of a piece based on the organ and what it enjoyed playing most. I find that organs, they do certain pieces they really love to play, and other pieces may not be for that particular instrument.
By the subjectivity.
But this one really adapted to every piece I played. It has the ability to play any style, any repertoire, so that's great.
I'm really enjoying hearing the way you talk about this organ because it makes it sound like it almost has a personality.
It does. It has a very warm heart to it. There's some beautiful solo instrument sounds in it that really can melt your heart, and so that's wonderful. I'm playing an arrangement of My Lord, What a Morning, which is, of course, an African-American spiritual, and it's by Robert Lau, who is a Pennsylvania composer, and it really highlights the string division of this organ, which is very lush, and then some solo sounds of the French horn that's on the Skinner organ. So there's certain pieces that it really does love to play.
What do you find as you travel, and you've traveled extensively playing the organ at many different places, what do you find that you hope that the listener would be able to hear and to experience? Because as you've just described what you're going to do and what you're finding about this organ at the Missouri United Methodist Church, it's a Skinner organ. When you explain it as you've done, it almost is like, wow, I could get so much more out of this. What do you hope that an audience hears when they're listening to the organ music?
I hope that they fall in love with the music, especially, and that they hear different colors and different styles that they might not have heard in the past, but to come to feel close to each style and each piece. And that's why I try to play a variety of styles and pieces rather than to be like a Bach specialist or a Vidor specialist, but to play a variety of pieces so that the audience, everyone in the audience will find something that relates to them and it speaks to them.
Why is the organ your instrument? Why'd you decide to play it?
I actually perform both on the piano and the organ and do concerts on both and play with the orchestra on both instruments. So I've found a love for both. But the organ is a wonderful instrument because it has a variety of colors, and I feel like I am my own orchestra right there by myself.
That's a good way of putting it. Again, our guest is Dr. Shelley Moorman-Stallman. She will be at Missouri United Methodist Church 7 o'clock on Saturday night with the concert in the MUMC concert series. When you think of the experiences that you've had in playing the organ at various places, do you sometimes just lose yourself in the music and forget maybe where you're sitting at the organ and playing?
Yes, that's always the performer's goal, is to become so at one with the music that you feel like you're communicating to the audience, but in a way that you become one with the instrument, one with the sound, and you lose track of yourself, and it's not like I am doing something, but it's you're being part of a larger project in life by being part of a musical ability to become one with the composer who wrote the music and to help to bring his music back to life. And I feel very fortunate as a performer that I'm able to connect with composers of all different periods and am able to bring their works to life. I'm not a composer myself. I don't have that skill set, but I feel like the composers from the past and from the present actually need performers such as myself mm-hmm. to bring their music to life. Mm-hmm. So I feel very fortunate to have that role.
Have you got an experience of performing that sticks out in your mind? I suppose they all are experiences that you would like to remember and have to some degree, but any place in particular that you perform that you say, this, you know what, when I think back of places I played, either because of the unusual nature of it or because of the surroundings or some other factor, anything stick in your mind?
Well, I've had the chance to play some wonderful instruments like the Washington, D.C. National Cathedral and and I guess probably the Kimmel Center, Philadelphia, was a highlight for me. But sometimes it's just the audience themselves and how they might relate to the music that makes it a really special moment as well. And so if I feel like that the audience has really gained something from the experience, and then they are very thankful of that experience afterwards, that really can be a special moment too.
Well, I love the way that you've used the expressions that you've used in describing the organ, describing the music, and how it will meld together, and then how you interpret that and bring it to life to us. So I wish you a great performance on Saturday night. I hope we have a lot of people that will come and listen to that. It's a good experience to hear the organ there and also to hear your playing on that. Thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you. It's been great to be back here in this area. Actually, I grew up in St. Clair, Missouri, which is down in the St. Louis area, and went to school for 2 years at Fayette, Missouri College in Central Methodist. So it's great to be back in the area.
Well, so you are returning back to some area that you're familiar with. Well, it's great to have you back.
Yes.
Thank you very much again for the time.
Thank you.